bunch of white trash. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paulie was putting with the golf club there, with the golf ball. Didn't seem to be working too good for him, and somehow I started getting in a little bit of a destructive mood. I don't know what came over me. I wind up throwing the ball into the cup or hole, whatever it was. Then I decided, well, maybe I should smash this with the ball. Realized that if I hit it hard enough, it probably would break.
Like a bear trap.
There they are.
And I threw it a little bit harder and missed it completely.
Dude, you hit it right in the face. What the f*** is wrong with you, man?
The titles.
What happens is that they've set up a miniature golf set, and the pop, the Paul Sr., takes the golf ball and just whips it across the room, and it does like that boing, boing, and it hits Mikey in the face, and it hits him in the face hard, which is why he says, what the F are you doing? And here's more of his response.
And I threw it a little bit harder and missed it completely.
Dude, you hit it right in the face. What the f*** is wrong with you, man?
Instantaneously, it hit the ground, and it bounced up, and it hit him right underneath his cheek and in his eye.
Yeah, what the f*** is wrong with you, man?
I was awfully pissed off, ready to wreck the whole office.
Who the f*** does something like that?
Moi?
Moi. The titles.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Whether or not you feel like you're a joke or not, people listen to you guys. They love listening to you guys. You're funny. Everybody likes to listen to you guys on the way to work or school.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
Stupid dick!
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
I'm with you.
We don't.
I wanted to mention that the titles that you just played, it's either Rachel Ray or Martha Stewart, but they're going on one of those chick shows.
Oh, are they really?
I saw a promo for it where they're, and I forgot which one because I really don't pay attention to either one of those shows. They're going to be doing a cooking segment.
And I don't know what it was that happened to them. I apologize to everyone who tried to call me over the weekend when I had the inflammation of the butthole.
Sure.
Buzz was the recipient of one of those calls. Buzz called to invite Janet and I and Bart to a pool party.
Right.
At the doctor, that we all go to.
Right.
At one of his crazy parties. And here's how it went. It was like, hi, can I invite you to a party? I'm like, my a-hole is exploding.
No.
Goodbye.
Can't talk now.
Help. I felt so bad. Actually, I had to call Buzz back later just to say, hey, dude, I'm sorry.
Well, your butt was exploding.
Who hasn't been there?
And one of the calls that I got on Sunday, because I mentioned Janet was out of town at her mom's for the weekend, she calls me like at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning just as my bung stopped feeling like someone had poured Absorbian Junior in there. And it was like, okay, all right. And you get that feeling, you get a cramp, and it's like, oh, it's going to start again.
No.
And I answer the phone, hello. And she says, are you watching Fox News? And I say, yeah, of course, always. I was really in that mood, and I apologize, Buzz.
Understood.
I understand. Like, no, always. My dial's always on Fox. What? She said, well, they just had a promo that they did something to Paul Jr. or Paul Sr. or one of the Tuttles, that they pulled some stunt on him. And just like with you, I said, okay, that's great.
Gotta run.
Adios. Back to the bowl.
Uh-huh. Had to call her back. Never found out what that story was
that they
ran on Fox News. I am going to be, well, why say, I'm a selfish person.
No.
This probably, yes. This probably.
I don't think so. Don't be so hard on yourself.
This will not happen today, but I'll ask it anyway. If there's anybody out there within the sound of our voice, anybody works at a GameStop, maybe at Best
Buy.
This
is tradition.
That's right.
I'm going to get the Madden game.
Sooner or later, one way or another.
You know, and I'm sorry that I've waited till this moment to realize that really, I'd like to have it tonight.
I see.
I'm just a spoiled, diarrhea-ridden pig.
You couldn't
maybe a person that's been in a similar situation,
mm-hmm.
who has a contact in the gaming business. And I don't mean casinos, of course.
That's right.
The video gaming business.
Well, they've got them. They've got them at all the places. All of my fellow gamer nerds will either be.
And you are a man of means. You have more than enough capability of getting it for yourself. This is more convenience than it is looking for the freebie.
And here's the thing: the good people at EA Sports, you know, they are nice enough to send me a free copy of every year. The thing is, I don't get the free copy now until like 3 days after it's come out already.
And that's not. It's not quick enough.
No, and I love the fact that it's free. If it's free, it's me. I love that. Thank you, EA Sports.
Free, it's me.
But, you know, I'd like to have it tonight. I'm getting caught up in all the hype with the commercials. Right. And today on ESPN, talk about whoring it out. Ever watch that show, First and 10?
I rarely do, but I know the show you're talking about.
So they're saying, coming up, we're going to have the rundown of the NFL. Oh, and
it's a pretty good sports show.
It was so great to have the NFL back this weekend. God, I must have watched every goddamn game on the NFL Network. And they said, big NFL news coming up. And I watched this seriously, talking about whoring it. They said, we've got a guy from Gamers Magazine who's going to tell us some of the tricks from Madden 08. And they're running this.
That's a commercial.
Except they're running it on the show.
As a legitimate news story.
Like it's news. Right. And you know that there are hundreds of mooks like me who are looking at the screen like they're telling us how to evacuate before World War III starts.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but those anchormen that are on that show are probably enjoying playing the game already.
Sure, they already have it, no doubt.
They probably have advanced copies of it.
Anyway, I know I'm a big pig, but I sure would love to go home with that tonight.
The new Madden, Madden 2008, and a big one of those big jugs of Pedialyte. That's what you require today.
I got the bones on me. I stopped at the ATM. I've got at least, a couple of 20s in me.
There you go.
Anyway, if anybody is as the cat save, you can hook me up. Mm-hmm. That would be...
We have an autographed picture here that's already signed that you can share with them for bringing it by.
You know what? I would have Rob write it right in front of you.
Would you have Rob write a salutation?
Hey. All my very best.
Rob, I'm sorry, but this is a big deal, the Madden game. You have to write to Timmy.
Anyway, I know you're goofing on me, but I'd love it because I'm spoiled. So, you know, if anybody wants to drop it by and help out a pig disc jockey with
a
very red inflamed buttocks, just so for one night I'll feel like a big guy.
You know, on this quarter, I think you're going to get lucky. I think you're going to get it.
It seems every year I make this plea, and it's always
consistent. It's not like you're doing this every week.
And it's always the last minute with me, too. You know, and I don't want it for free. I'd be happy to pay whoever brings
you
it
want
by,
it.
Seriously.
You just want it in your hand. You don't want to have any confusion. You want to make sure you have it.
Well, I want to get it. I want to put it in. I want to try out the new stuff.
How many hours will you play it straight if you get it?
I guarantee it's at least 4 to 5 solid hours of working through the kinks and then getting online to play somebody online.
Mm. Go for it.
Now, let us be clear. You would accept it for free.
right.
But you have the money.
I'm not happy.
Oh, yes. How much over sticker
Stop
would
it.
You go?
Stop it. Get out of here. Would you just get out of here?
Always looking for profit.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, yes, Don.
I know that you got something for free this weekend.
I did.
And you do want to stroke the people of the Orioles, right?
You know what, really? We do a lot of different things, and you have PR and marketing people. But I'm going to tell you about a guy that went above and beyond the call of duty. I don't even know if it's above and beyond. I think he does this, and he did at one point. He said, "I do this for everybody when they're doing this kind of thing, when they're doing a special thing where you go up." Went to the Birds game this weekend. Went up to the O's game, and wanted to thank a guy by the name of Ralph Dugan, who works for the Orioles. He's in the radio affiliate marketing PR.
It's end Max's
of the visit.
Dad,
Max Dugan's father.
That's right,
Ralph Dugan. You know, great guy, went up to the game, enjoyed it. He just, you know, he took us on the field for batting practice.
Wow.
It was so much fun. You know, you become a little kid, you become a 5-year-old, you're standing next to men that are, you know, half your age and younger, and you're standing next to him like, do you think he's going to look over there?
Yeah,
Carla got an autograph. Real hard for Carla to get an autograph.
You're seeing the Red Sox. That's the thing.
I'm going up to the
town.
Red Sox,
right.
And knew we were going to get a chance to, you know, sneak on the field, and it wasn't sneaking on, but go up and see batting practice. And, adhered to all the rules that were unspoken. There were no rules laid down, but I said, you don't wear the colors, you know. Yeah. First of all, you're going up there to a Red Sox game in Baltimore. The way it works, it becomes like at least probably 60% Red Sox fans that
I
are
imagine
up there because it's such a transient area around
if
here.
If Carla was to get an autograph from one of your guys that you worship,
yes,
it'd probably be something like this. I'm at the Sheraton Inner Harbor.
Oh, my God. That's room, like, I think that's the hotel they were
room
staying
218.
At. I think, I swear to God, that's weird that you mentioned that. I think that's really, or the Hilton or the Sheraton or something like is where
well,
they were
Well, they only
staying.
Got three nice hotels downtown.
That's true.
You know
that
what I'm saying?
True. But I, Carla is very shy, and I said, and we're up there with a friend of mine, John, and his fiance Melissa, and I said, you know, you got to go up there and you got to at least say, hey, Can you sign this ball? And you know, it was fun watching all the Japanese media running around covering Daisuke Matsuzaka and all that. But this guy Ralph Dugan, I mean, gave us the tour, took us all over Camden Yards, took us to see the World Series trophy from '83 that the Orioles won.
Nice
it was
part.
Just you know, it really and did it in such a way that it made me feel really special, and I was really grateful that he did that. And then. And then, of course, I would have been fine if it was over after that, if the Red Sox didn't have to play a game. You know, the only thing that was really disturbing was almost the potential fistfight with a woman going into the parking lot who was in back of us, who I've never seen. You know, I'm the one that occasionally experiences road rage.
Yeah.
This is in a parking lot, the lot right next to the stadium, because we got a great parking pass, too. And I'm talking to the guy, and I'm saying, hey, where is this? We got to meet this guy, Ralph Dugan. And he's talking, and he said, okay, who are you rooting for? And I'm like, we have a little discussion. And I hear, beep, 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 beep.
He says you're going in, right?
Yeah, so I glance, and I finish the conversation with the guy. Then I pull forward, and I said, oh, this is kind of an empty lot. We were there very early in the morning for the game. I said, where do we go? And we go left, right? I'll ask the guy. I said, do you want us over here? Is this where the best? Beep, beep. And this time I look in the rearview mirror. And this lady, this blonde lady, looks exactly like Tipper Gore.
Oh, no.
And she's in back.
So she's hot as balls.
She's hot as balls. And she's going, yeah, yeah. I can't, you know, I don't hear anything because it's through the windshield, but I see her going, yeah,
wait
yeah, you gotta, yeah. And I mean, we're talking, there are three different lanes where she can.
Stupid dick!
She, she can go left, she can go, I mean, she can get around. And
cold
she's,
sores. I hate how they feel and look.
She's having this meltdown, and I do the old bus driver trick that I used to do when I had kids on my bus, where I pull forward just a little bit, and I start rolling, and then I punch the brake where the whole car goes like that. And now she's like, nah, nah, and I, you know, I'm laughing now at her. I'm laughing, and we pull into a parking space. And John and I are sitting there waiting for this woman, like we're going to get into some sort of fist fight, and she never materialized from
sure,
her car.
Sure.
I think she thought about her behavior and thought about what had happened, but went into the game, got to do all that that fun stuff. You know, realized that, and especially when I'm standing next to my girlfriend, I feel that tremendous feeling. You've experienced the same thing, that feeling of just total physical inadequacy as
sure.
you're standing next to these, you know, these chiseled athletes that are just, you know, lazing around and stretching before the game. And you're just up there, you know, and really, and I'm wearing, you know, the same type of wonderful, you know, macho man outfit I have, you know, and when it's hot, I'm not going to wear long pants. I'm wearing the shorts and I'm wearing the Kevin Arnold shorts, you know, with the pendulated stomach, just sitting there going, excuse me. Mr. Papelbon, can you sign the autograph, Mr. Papelbon? And he comes over, he's like, yeah, thanks a lot. I'm like, thank you so much.
Tell me, I'm on
thank
the other
you.
Side of that with football
yeah,
guys, too.
Yeah, it's just you act like a child. You're almost, you're turned into a child. You really are.
So did Donna Jean from HFS help you out?
She did. Donna Jean is fantastic up there at HFS, and she got me in touch with this guy, Ralph, and Ralph's a good guy and, you know, has the open invitation for you and anybody on the show.
I banged her, you know.
Birds game.
Wow.
Donna Jean.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Maybe that's why I got hooked up so much.
No, you know that this is so long ago. When I first met Frida,
right,
I was at a function where I had Donna Jean on my lap.
She's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
terrific.
She used to be in
Do you keep in touch?
Game.
No, not for the last 30 years.
Not for the last 30
Otherwise.
Years.
But, you know, back there, well, actually, I was a real.
I did not see her, incidentally. She hooked me up with this guy, Ralph Dugan at the Orioles.
So she used to work in a record, like a record label,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was
okay.
for A&M. No, she was a very nice lady.
She could not have been nicer. I mean, I only talked to her twice, and then we had a couple of emails. But, you know, what was great at the very end, right before he left, because, you know, and here's another cool thing. Beginning of the game, you know, he gets to the RC, hey, well, my job is done here. You guys take care. Have a great time. And he just did really, he stayed with us the whole time, which blew me away. That didn't happen. I'm not accustomed to that. Washington Nationals. So then he gave me Madden 08 after that at the end of the year, which was I thought was really
that
nice.
That's funny, Rob.
That is nice.
That's funny, Jackie. That's
but it didn't take away from the fact that you know that the Red Sox played a fabulous game against the Orioles, and I couldn't have been happier. I could all the VIP treatment did ready? Not allow me to not have a minor tantrum at the end of the game.
Are you ready for a compliment?
What's that?
This is a weird compliment. I'm almost going to regret saying this to you. You know when you had your meltdown about the Red Sox when they were 14 games out in front?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Okay to have my meltdown?
I mean, you were right. They suck.
Yeah. They suck.
I firmly believe.
And right now, they traded for a guy. The guy they traded for the big fat guy, Pendulette.
The guy that you were so happy about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He sucks ass.
He blew both games.
Oh, right.
He blew both games. And I'm sitting there, and I have not heard from my Yankee buddy, Randall, for weeks. I'm talking weeks. And I leave at the end of the top of the 10th. Yeah! Top of the 10th, they don't score. And I'm like, okay. We can go, and I get everybody kind of with the wide eyes looking at me. Oh, I guess we're going. I'm like, yeah, let's go. We'll go now. Let's go. No need to hang around. Didn't want to stay. Wanted to beat traffic. You know, 9 innings. I said, and I made a big deal. I said, I'm a Red Sox fan. I stayed to the last out of the last inning, and I said the 9th inning. I didn't say last inning. I said the last out of the 9th inning. I said that doesn't apply to this particular extra inning effort that we're having here, and. It was so funny because I'm listening to the game on HFS as I'm driving out, and you know Kevin Millar hits the game winning home run, and I hit the radio off button so quickly that he was saying, "There's a fly ball. This will score the winning run," and bam, it was off. I didn't even know that he hit a home run.
Right,
I was unaware that he hit a home run. Like cleared all the bases.
I want to tell you that a month ago or whatever I said it was like you're having PMS. Uh-huh. You know, I just want to say you were right.
Yeah. Well, I had it back then because I knew I've already gone through what I plan to go through. This is normal.
Your paranoia has a foundation.
And this will perhaps eradicate. Get ready for some strong words here. This will bring them even with the postseason in 04. This will really go a long way to being back to where
that's
those old familiar way that we're always in.
Because you are like the lady on Cops. You do want your husband to keep beating you, but you don't want the cops to take him away.
Well, you know the sickness, right? Have I not been more interested in it since they started the slide than I would? What would I? Would I be this interested in it if they were 14 games? Isn't that sick?
That's why I'm
interested
in it.
Isn't that sick?
No.
That's just not normal. I'm more interested because they're losing right now, because the lead is slipping away. That makes it more of an endeavor. You know, because you know what? Hey, they're going to make us suffer again. Let's do it again. And not 2 minutes after the end of the game, I see the phone ring from my Yankee buddy and gave him a lovely two-word answer.
Well, you know, I hope that doesn't happen, because that's the one thing about all your Red Sox fans in general that was annoying as hell. I think I may have mentioned that to you after they finally won. It was like, okay, shut the frig up. You won. Shut up.
No, it doesn't work that way. We're waiting to suffer again. Now you've given us a wonderful gift, and, you know, hey, we celebrated that like no other group of fans in the world. We celebrated. It was so wonderful. You had Red Sox balloons on gravestones, everything, you know, fantastic stuff. Now we're back to, you know, let us suffer again. And I really think that trading that Pendulette guy, Eric Gagne, to the Red Sox, that the Texas Rangers, when that, this is just a theory I have, the Texas Rangers, once that trade was completed in their front office, they were reacting the same way those car dealers that sold Albert Brooks the car reacted.
Sucker.
I really do believe
like you
that.
Sucker.
No, this could potentially be one of the great sucker trades of all time.
So you're welcome.
It's true.
You're welcome.
For?
Because you know if Donna Jean helped get you those tickets.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's only because 30 years ago.
I think she has esteem for you, and I think that related to the way she handled me.
Sure. She spent a night with the master.
Yeah. She did. I mean, the fact that you are a... Smith is a, you know, has caused her to hook me up. But the guy, but I don't think you never slept with Ralph Dugan, did you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you did too.
At the same
time. Well, that's why we were treated so.
That's right. No, I really did date Donna Jean before I met Frieda, but I never had sex with Ralph.
Right. Ralph's a great guy.
Came close a couple.
Hey,
of
Ralph,
times.
Thank you very much for me. I can't tell you how much. I can't tell you. Ralph sounds like Tommy Giacomo.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing? I'm listening to you online, man.
I wasn't able to listen to you today, but I listened to you last week. I'm from New York. I just want to know, is there any chance of you coming back here into New York anytime soon?
Is there any chance of us coming back, of you coming back to New York?
You
used to have a better chance of getting explosive diarrhea on 95.
There you go.
That was the purpose of the call. Yankee fan.
There's the New York love.
Yankees.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to do some port sitting.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And we're going to try very hard not to be distracted by the CBS Evening News. Here to do a segment on a guy that started a port sitting union, and somehow we're going to be 5 seconds of this story.
On camera.
Yeah. Well, we don't get distracted when we're port sitting. It doesn't matter if they have cameras out there.
That's right.
You know, when in doubt, silence.
We got to do our regular thing, regular port sitting thing. Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful day it is outside.
How you doing?
Hey, super.
You know, that's what they're looking for. Hey, we're the DJs out here in our straw hats. Time for port sitting. Uh-huh.
What do you think they're going to do when we kind of both lean over and go, get that camera out of my face?
Did somebody hit the button?
Earlier, I think the guy said, the New Yorker said something.
Oh, yes. Yes, because that's an act that he suggested.
What did he say?
He wanted me to lick something.
That's right.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't lick things.
Can't do that.
Oh, you can't say that.
Can't do that. And really, who would want to do that to any Yankee fan?
You can have licking and things, really? But you can't lick things.
However, may I say to that guy from New York who's listening online, I'd be more than happy to slice them off and put them in a jar.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't lick Derek Jeter's because you might get herpes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and A-Rod was on Martha Stewart today. Talk about throwing up. And his wife was there in the front row.
Was he cooking with his D? I didn't say that word. I wish I could say the C word for that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Cooking with his.
It rhymes, sort of.
No, he's written a children's book. Good. Good for you.
Mike.
Hump.
Hate him because he's Hispanic, but don't hate him just because he's a Yankee.
No, I hate him the opposite, because he's a Yankee.
No, that's okay.
Hate him because he's Hispanic.
But you
don't hate him just because he's a Yankee.
No, you know what?
Reason to hate somebody.
Now I'm going to sound like a real mook. I'm not going to hate him because, you know, there might be a chance that he's going somewhere else next year.
Oh. That's right.
I'm sorry. You got to be realistic about it.
You have to eat those words.
You have to be realistic about it. So I got to go easy on A-Rod.
That's right.
Just a little bit.
Because, you know, in this magical world of the revolving door, one day he might put on the uniform for your guys before he goes and looks for the money in Tampa Bay.
And you know what happens if he does that?
What's that?
Instant good guy. Instantaneous good guy. He takes his good guy pill.
Until he leaves then.
Then he's instant bad guy like
instant
Roger Clemens was.
Okay. Well, John's back there. Waving something. John, what are you waving at?
We can't say that word on the radio.
The New York guy said, lick my.
Uh-huh. Right. He's waving his.
Right. Hey, New York guy, lick my.
John, were you indicating that we're late for a break?
Yes, I was. Please break.
There you go. Oh, I love it when you're assertive like that. Giant pussy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.